Chick-fil-A? Yeah. A lot of people like to hate on Chick-fil-A.
Well, a lot of people really love on them, too.
Oh, I know. Well, no, I'm saying politically, though. I mean, they've just expanded recently into New York City. I mean, it is delicious chicken. That's the bottom line.
Yes.
People, because the founder of Chick-fil-A was very religious. That's why they're not open on Sunday. And they don't budge on that.
No.
I mean, there was a Chick-fil-A at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, and a lot of people speculated that it would be open on Super Bowl Sunday. No.
Nope.
It's a Sunday.
It's going to happen.
There's only one Super Sunday, and that's, you know, that's in the temple or in the church or whatever. Anyway, they were disinvited from opening two locations at airports, one in Buffalo. I guess this is the second local snafu in 2 weeks. The decision was due to the company's long history of supporting and funding anti-LGBTQ organizations. Now, I know that they were not in favor of paying health insurance or whatever to domestic partnerships and this and that because it went against their religious beliefs. But I didn't know that they funded and supported anti-LGBTQ.
I did not know that either.
I haven't read that. But according to the New York State Assemblyman Sean Ryan, who had fought having Chick-fil-A at the airport just last week, the San Antonio City Council also declined to approve plans by Chick-fil-A to open at the local airport because of the company's legacy of anti-LGBTQ behavior. See, I didn't think they were anti. I just didn't think they were supportive
right.
of.
Right. I didn't know that they ever. Yeah.
I would be. Well, I'm going to investigate that more because I'd be very surprised to find that they're anti anything. They're just selling really good chicken. And who really suffers? You know, the people of Buffalo suffer. The people of San Antonio suffer, and all the travelers that go through the airports, they suffer.
Yep.
Because they want to grab a couple quick chicken minis or something as they go through the airport first thing in the morning. Those chicken mini man. You know, we always get the chicken biscuit for breakfast. So if I go to Chick-fil-A now, I'm on my healthy eating plan, so right. this doesn't apply right now. But when I go there, if I get Patty a chicken biscuit and I get myself a chicken biscuit, I really want two. But I can't eat a chicken biscuit on the way home because, A, the biscuits will crumble all over my shirt because I'm eating and driving and there's no way to contain all the crumbles.
It's just not.
And then, B, I may not be able to completely finish it by the time I get home because it's right up the street. So if you get like a little 3-pack of those minis, boy, boop, 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 bam, they're gone before you hit the end of the driveway. No crumbles about it.
Oh,
so yeah, let me have two number ones, just the entree, please, and number 2-3 piece, that's fine. And it's just a little, like a chicken nugget on a little tiny little chicken bun. Little chicken nugget bun. And you know what? I don't think anything about LGBTQ people. I don't think anything about anything. I just think about the fact that it's God's chicken. It's good. It's good chicken. Did you read about the cow that went into Chick-fil-A?
No.
You told me about it.
I thought I did. Wait a second.
I think the cow walked up to the drive-thru, and it was hilarious.
Yeah,
because
it was walking through the driveway for sure.
They always have the billboards with the cows, eat more chicken. And then a cow went to Chick-fil-A.
It's a safe place for a cow.
You don't see that cow walking up to Burger King. I had to say Burger King. I couldn't say McDonald's. Their burgers don't have any meat. I'm sorry. Just joking about the McDonald's burgers.
As far as we know.
It's fresh now.